Hello.
Hi, this is Kaya with Family Quick. Is this August?
Who?
Is this August?
No, this is Paul.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing good. Who is this now? Oh.
This is Kaya with Family First Care. I know you've been speaking with Erica and Jasmine.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to be your coordinator now, and I just want to get, can you explain to me a little bit of a brief background of what's going on with your case? I know it's like put on hold. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, all right. Well, first of all, she got diagnosed with severe neuropathy. And this was like, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago maybe. And before that, she was working 2 jobs, active. Now she can barely walk. She can barely use her hands. She can barely talk. Can barely take care of herself.
Okay.
So I'm basically her caretaker. I'm basically what I am is I'm her mom's boyfriend. I'm like her stepdad. Okay. So I'm not really related. I'm not related, blood related. But I've been in a relationship with her mom for like the last 2.5, 3 years.
Okay.
So she's like my stepdaughter. So basically that's in a nutshell. So she's having trouble walking, you know, everything. So that's pretty much it.
Okay, now is she interested? Are you interested in coming through with the services? Because then we have to go through all the steps.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that please?
Is she interested in coming through with the home care services?
What kind of services? You're really breaking up. Let me see if I can do something different here. Okay, now say it again.
The home care services. Is she interested in coming through with them?
Yes.
Okay.
See, the biggest problem is that she has a lot of things scheduled. Like, you know, PT, she has to go down to this place called the Hanger Clinic to get these. They form leg braces for her. Because her legs seem to keep popping when she walks. So she was unable to do it today because she was not good enough. And plus it was too cold. So she canceled it for today. It was like at 12:45. She wasn't in any.
So let me tell you what to
go
do
ahead.
Then, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you just have to call the broker, the Maximus broker, for the first step. They're gonna schedule your assessment. Now they're gonna schedule in the time that works. So you call and you'll discuss your schedule with them, and they'll figure out a time. It's no big deal.
Well, that's what I'm gonna do. That's what I plan on doing.
Amazing.
Now, Thursday,
do you have the phone number?
Yes, I have all the information.
Amazing.
Jasmine gave me everything, yes.
Amazing.
So all I have to do is I have to find a time that works for her, works for us, and I have work coming up on, she has no appointments on, I was going to do it this Thursday. It's going
to
be a little nicer.
You have to call up in advance to schedule for Thursday.
Yes, I know. And I'll see what she has next week, the following week, and I'll plan it then. Like if she has an open day then I'll plan it then. And you guys will pretty much come over? And
it's not me. That's what I'm saying. I can't give you the point. It's not me. It's the broker. So it's one of the people from the Maximus IEB number. So call them. So call them, and then let's see what happens. We'll go from there, okay?
That sounds good. I just have to plan in with her schedule because she has a lot of stuff going on with appointments and this and that. So and plus my work's coming in, so I have to plan around that too.
Okay.
But yes, we're still interested in that. It's just been hectic, and she's been bad. I mean, she's going downhill bad.
Okay.
So I just
not a problem.
Okay.
So give them a call, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay.